to tune in, to listen to your intuition, and do the thing that feels really fucking scary.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Hey there, my loves. Before I get into this week's episode, I just wanted to get real with you. This podcast takes a lot of work to put together each week, on my part and from my amazing team. From my wonderful assistant who uploads the show notes, my amazing transcription team, and of course my awesome big bro who edits each episode. Don't worry, I give him notes of what to edit each week so that he doesn't have to listen to a full episode of his little sister talking all about orgasms. He's a trooper. This podcast is a total labor of love and a joy to create. I adore recording these episodes and sharing all the sensual goodness with you, and nothing makes me happier than when I hear from you about how much an episode has impacted you. Now, because there is so much time, energy, and love that goes into this podcast, I'll be introducing you to some sponsors in each episode from now on. I want you to know that I only work with brands that I trust, and I only want the best for you, my dear listener. I appreciate your support of the podcast so much, so thank you so much for listening. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online counseling platform that matches anyone around the world with licensed professional therapists. I first came across BetterHelp while I was stuck in isolation and spiraling. I knew how beneficial it could be to work with a therapist, but it wasn't possible to leave the house during lockdown. Plus, I was skeptical that I could find a good therapist in my local area, not to mention my nomadic nature and knowing that I wouldn't be living in that same place for too long. Enter BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an amazing way to access therapy from anywhere in the world for a fraction of the cost of in-person sessions. You'll be expertly matched with a professional therapist according to your needs and preferences. For example, you can request a therapist who is a specific gender, someone who is familiar with LGBTQIA+ issues, or you can request a therapist of color. Plus, you'll be matched with someone who is qualified to help you with the issues that you're going through, so you know you're in good hands. What I love about BetterHelp is that not only do you get access to weekly, yes, weekly video or phone sessions, but you also have the ability to message your therapist through the app anytime, making therapy so much more accessible. Your therapist can also upload worksheets for you based on what you're going through. Plus, you can access groupinars with other counselors each week on a huge range of topics like managing anxiety, sleep, relationships, and self-care. BetterHelp goes above and beyond traditional therapy and is way more affordable, which is perfect for those of you who, like me, may not have committed to in-person therapy before. If you'd like to give BetterHelp a try, I'm happy to share that as a listener of the Sensuality Academy podcast, you can receive 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Eleanor. That's BetterHelp.com/ELEANOR. Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. I'm coming to you today from my car. So today's episode is going to be a little bit more casual and personal in style. Usually I'm all about giving you those tangible techniques, but today I'm going to share a little update as to why the hell I am recording from my car. So as you all know, COVID has impacted everybody in the world in lots and lots of different ways. Here in Australia, we are doing pretty well, but the state that I'm from, Victoria, which is where Melbourne is, for my international listeners that don't know much about Australia, and lately we've had some spikes in cases, and so
they've just shut down the state. So when all of this started happening, our state went into lockdown and we were there for, I actually can't even remember, it's been about 4 months now that, you know, since all this started. And we went into a relatively hard lockdown where we could only go out for exercise, for essential supplies, if we were essential workers, or if we needed to go to the hospital. So that we went through that, and then the restrictions started easing and lifting. And I think that what happened is we all sort of let our foot off the pedal a little bit too quickly, and now we had a huge spike. So lots and lots of shit's gone down, but basically right now, today is Wednesday, and on Monday morning, I saw a rumor that the border between Victoria and New South Wales was about to close. So for a little bit of context, again, for my non-Aussies, Victoria is the state at the bottom right-hand corner of the country, and New South Wales is the one on top of it. New South Wales is where Sydney is. So these two states, the border had been open the entire time, and the other states and territories in Australia had closed their borders, but the two states, it remained open. On Monday morning, they said that they were going to shut the borders because of the spike in Victoria. And when I heard this, I was like, oh no, because I had a flight booked to head up to Byron Bay, which is in New South Wales, at the end of the month for 10 days. And I heard this news. I watched the announcement from our premier that went out at about 10:45 on Monday morning. And it'll make sense why I'm telling you times in a minute. And so I went onto the airline website and I cancelled my flight. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm not going to Byron at the end of this month. And they announced that they were going to be shutting the borders within 24 hours for Melbourne residents, and by midnight on the following night, Tuesday night, for the rest of Victoria. And so I was chatting with my mum about this, and I was like, damn it, I can't get out of Victoria. This sucks. I really wanted to go to Byron, but, you know, obviously I understand because, you know, health and safety, all that jazz. And it's not all about me, but of course we think of what affects us. And so I was having a little whinge, and my mum, bless her, she just said, you could drive over the border in time. And I was like, ooh, that's a fabulous idea. So cheers to Mama Haddles for that gem of an idea. And so this was about midday on Monday, and I proceeded to kind of pace back and forth, like, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? Because I had, for a little bit of context, I had been considering moving up to Byron in a few months' time. I was going to go at the end of this month to kind of scope it out and figure out where I would want to live and maybe put some feelers out there. But things changed very drastically. And by, I think, about 4 p.m. that afternoon, I had decided, okay, I'm going to do this. I started frantically packing, calling friends for emotional support and basically like to back myself up. And all of them like, do it, do it, do it. So, of course, the decision was made. Intuitively, I was like, yeah, I've got to do this. So I spent all night packing my bags, went to bed, hardly slept, got up at 4:45 and set off. I think I left about 5 or 6 a.m., and by about midday, I was across the border. I had to drive about 5 hours from where I lived up north to cross over the border. And I was really, really concerned because they had said within 24 hours, and that was at about midday that they said within 24 hours that they would shut the border to Melbourne residents. Now, where I was living was an hour south of Melbourne, and so I didn't think I technically was a Melbourne resident, but I thought there could be a chance that they would make me turn around, which would be awful, but I was willing to take that risk. And I had in my mind, right, when you think of like they're shutting the borders, I was like, oh my God, there's going to be like big border control. And like, I was imagining like a full country border where you've got to go through immigration, even though it's our own country. So of course they wouldn't have that. But I was imagining like full on, buses of police kind of interrogating you as to why you were leaving the state and everything like that. And so I had it built up in my mind, like it was going to be so difficult. I was like rehearsing my story, like, yeah, I'm moving there. I was going to do it in a few weeks and I'm just doing it now because I heard the news and like, here's my test. I actually had a test a few days ago and it came back negative. Obviously, I don't have COVID. I did it because I wanted to go visit a friend who's pregnant. So I was like, oh, I've got that. I screenshotted that and make sure I had all this evidence. And I was going through this story, my story of how I would justify why I deserve to go across the border. And of course, I get to the border and it's just like, it's just a road. Like, it's not like a big deal. You just keep driving and then suddenly you're in a different state. There was nowhere. I saw one news reporter standing on the side of the road, checking his phone, and that was it. So I didn't get stopped by the police. I didn't get searched, and I made it into the state. So right now I am coming to you from a random country town in country New South Wales in between Melbourne and Sydney. And I'm actually parked at a cricket ground with a big old gum tree full of cockatoos next to me. So the most Aussie that you could possibly get. If you hear any birds outside, that's that. And I'm making my way up towards Byron Bay. I'm heading to Sydney today for a few days and then I'm going to mosey on up towards Byron. So that is my story. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an update because as soon as I put up an Instagram story that I had fled the state, I feel like a fugitive. I had so many of you asking like, what? Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. That's so spontaneous. And just really kind of confused, but excited and I think a little bit jealous. Some people now Melbourne has gone into full lockdown again. So I'm very, very glad that I made that decision to get the hell out. So I'm so sorry to my Melbourneers that you're back in lockdown. I feel for you. And hopefully up here in New South Wales, we don't have to go into lockdown again either. But yeah, I wanted to give you an update about what the hell I'm doing and why. I had been considering moving to Byron for some time. You know, if I can't leave the state, if I can't leave the country, actually, then I figured I may as well leave the state and go somewhere that feels a bit more like me. For those of you who know me very well, you'll know that I have a very tumultuous relationship with Melbourne. It is where I'm from. It's where I was born. It's where I've lived most of my life. But I just don't vibe with it. It's really beautiful. Go visit it. I highly recommend it. It's a good place. But for me, it just doesn't feel like home, which is strange because it is the place I spent most of my life. but something about the energy there feels quite heavy to me. And so when I was really grateful, you know, when all this happened and we realized that the world was going to go on pause, I was very grateful that I was in Australia because just like a matter of weeks, I think about 2 weeks before we shut down the first time back in March, I was actually in Brazil. A lot of you who follow me on Instagram will remember I danced in Carnival in Brazil, again, very spontaneously and randomly, but I am so, so happy that I'm not stuck in Brazil right now because they're not doing so well. And I'm glad that I got to be somewhere that, you know, I have access to healthcare and I have my support people around, my family, my friends, everything like that. So it's good, very grateful, and I'm definitely not in a bad position at all. But, you know, when this kind of stuff happens, I think that it definitely brings up a lot of things and you're probably listening to me shaking your head or nodding your head like, yep, it's definitely brought up a lot of shit. Because suddenly you're isolating by yourself or maybe you're with family or a partner or something. For me, I was isolating by myself and it's like, oof, all the shit that you haven't dealt with just suddenly comes to you. And so the past few months have been tough. And I have never really struggled with, you know, mental health or anything like that in my life. And I just took a dip. And I'm sure many of you can relate. And it's something that I was really hesitant to talk about because it's not a fun topic, is it? But it's true and it's real. And it's, for me, Melbourne feels extra heavy and feels really dense to me. And so everything was just kind of exacerbated there. I'm very sensitive to my environment. I love things to be beautiful, and I love my alone time. So I was okay with that. I'm not an extrovert, so it was easier for me. But of course, none of this has been easy for anybody, especially if you have lost jobs or there's been a lot more uncertainty. I'm very lucky in that I can still work online. It comes with its own set of struggles, of course, just like everything. But I intentionally created this business so that I could work online. And I did that a couple of years ago after having a business that was physical and that I had to go and show up to every single day. And it was a beautiful business, but my traveler soul was heartbroken because I couldn't roam around the world as much as I would have liked. And so when I created this business to be predominantly online, I love in-person stuff so much, but it's nice to be able to have a balance of both and still be able to reach people that are not exactly where I am. And so I designed it a couple of years ago when I was thinking, okay, I just want to be a nomad and travel around the globe. And so it served me really well. And now on the flip side, it's also served me well as, being in lockdown. I don't have a physical place to go. But I decided I needed to shift my energy because I was getting really low. I was getting really frustrated. I was feeling not myself, and really struggling mentally and just with my energy, my mood. And so when this opportunity came up to just bail and make that really, really split second decision to just get in my car and drive, yeah, it was kind of terrifying, but it felt right. Because I need to be somewhere that is different, that feels good, and that lights me up instead of drags me down. So thankfully, I was able to make that decision and get out. Again, I have no idea how long I'm going to be up in Byron or where I'm even going to live. Right now, I'm in a random country town en route to Sydney, and I don't know where I'm going to end up. So yeah, I guess we'll see. But I will keep you posted. As you know, I do have my retreat happening in Byron Bay over Cup Day weekend. So for my New South Wales people and for the rest of my Aussies, I'd love to have you come and join me up in Byron Bay. It's beautiful. It's going to be amazing and really, really nourishing, especially after such a long time of us being isolated and maybe not in community. And again, the energy in Byron is just spectacular. There's something special about it. So I hope that you'll join me for that. But otherwise, that's an update. Again, really, really different kind of vibe for the podcast today. But I had so many of you reaching out and asking me, like, what is going on? So there you go. That's a bit of an update. And I just want to encourage you, if you have these sudden hits of opportunity, to tune in, to listen to your intuition and do the thing that feels really fucking scary. Because it was strange to me that somehow this decision felt a lot scarier to me than my decision to sell my business a couple of years ago, than my decision to get one bag, carry-on bag, and get a one-way ticket to Europe and not know when I was coming back to Australia again like I did last year. Maybe I'm minimizing it. I think sometimes we can minimize the things in the past because it's like we don't remember fully. Now I look back and I remember all of my travels and how amazing it was, not necessarily how nervous I was before I left. But for some reason, this decision that I made 2 days ago now felt really, really scary and heavy, but also very exciting. And I was really trying to think, okay, what is the difference between my intuition and my like gut telling me this is a bad idea? You know, because if I was going just based off of how I felt quite physically, it would have been a no, like don't do it, because my body was kind of, you know, it was in that fight or flight kind of mode. And is that quite literally fight or flight? Do I stay? Do I go? And if I paid attention only to that, it would have been like, no, Eleanor, don't do this. Your body is telling you no. But intuition's an interesting thing. There's this softer, calmer, more still voice or feeling, and it's more internal. I feel like intuition is not something that you feel quite viscerally. It's, I'm trying to think of the difference between like a puppy who's like super excited and like just playful and just wants to like move around and do stuff and you can't get it to sit still. That's like that fear. That's that external physical feeling response. Whereas the intuition, I feel like, is more, you know, like a cat who, like an old cat who is just chill, like a total chiller, who's just like sleeping, napping in the sun and might just kind of raise its head and like nod at you and then go back to sleep. That's kind of the difference. I don't know if this analogy makes any sense to you, but it feels like the intuition is that calm, centered knowing. And that's what I had. I had both things. I had this intuition that was like, yes, this is the right thing to do. And then I had that external sort of feeling, that visceral feeling of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, anxiety. And it was, I was honestly really, really debating up until like the minute that I left. I was like, oh my God, shouldn't I? But I think that if it was the wrong decision, I wouldn't have done it. And also, I don't think that there are wrong decisions, to be honest. I don't think that you can make a wrong decision. I think that anything you do, there is a reason for it. And there's a reason that it happens. There's a reason that you've created it. And you can't make a wrong decision. You're either going to learn from it, grow from it, or it's going to be, you know, amazing and bring you great opportunities and everything like that. I just think that the reason that I'm saying this is because obviously this is what's happening for me right now. This is my truth. And I'd love for you to consider where in your life, you know, maybe you can listen to your intuition as opposed to that fear. Because sometimes I think we mistake fear and intuition. We mistake fear for intuition, where we think that because we feel really, really scared that it's not the right thing to do. But actually, I think sometimes, not every time, of course, but sometimes when we're really scared, that means like, yes, this is the right thing to do. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. This is big. Because fear and excitement, they actually bring up the very similar visceral feelings in the body. So are you scared or are you excited? How do you want to interpret that? You know what I mean? Anyway, that's a little bit from me today. I am melting in this car right now. Tell my future self to just not record in a hot car because it's very, very warm. Anyway, that's all from me for today. I hope that this answered your questions about what the hell I'm doing and why I fled my state like a fugitive and maybe inspired you a little bit to rethink intuition and fear, or fear and excitement. Anyway, let me know what you think of this episode and if it resonated with you at all, feel free to DM me anytime. And we'll be back next week, next episode, with more super tangible techniques on how you can embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll join you next time from somewhere else in New South Wales. I can't tell you where yet because I have no idea. Anyway, until then, stay sensual.